Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome. This is Way of the Dreamer, the radio show. This is Robert Moss. This is the show where we affirm and celebrate and learn how to act from the power and magic of dreams, coincidence, and imagination. Those three things that we tend to say are only this or that, only a dream, just a coincidence, only my imagination, I'm just making it up. So here we learn to do better. Now, we're going to take in this class, at least in the first part of this program, I called it a class, so I obviously have some teaching intention. In the first part of this show, we are going to look at one of the most serious social, psychological, spiritual, practical problems of our time, and actually it is at the root of many of the other problems. The problem is that many, many, many people in our society are going through a dream drought, in some cases a protracted dream drought. In some cases, you may not have remembered your dreams for years or decades, or we might be looking at people who say they have never remembered a dream from the night in their whole life. You probably met someone like that. Sometimes it's a defensive statement. The person doesn't really want to deal with what might be going on in the dream, so he or she says, well, I don't dream. Meaning perhaps I slammed the door on my dreams a long time ago and nailed it shut, and I don't want to recognize that I've got any life beyond the physical. This is a serious condition. Why? Because so much is going on in our dreams. Now, let me be clear. I dream in many ways, and I teach people to dream in many ways. I teach people to dream wide awake by noticing the play of signs and symbols and synchronicity all around us on the roads of everyday life. Everyday life, the physical world, will speak to us in the manner of a dream if we pay attention. I love to dream in the hypnagogic state. You know, the liminal, twilight, drifty space between sleep and awake. You can find yourself in a state of relaxed attention or attentive relaxation. And images rise and fall if you let them, and if one is interesting, you might decide to stay with it, and you might find that that is your doorway for effortless lucid dreaming. You might find you're making creative connections in that space between sleep and awake also. You might find that you become highly psychic, highly intuitive. You have access to inner and transpersonal sources. You hear voices without going crazy, voices you can begin to discern and to deal with. Great sacred conversations can happen in that space. So I like to dream in that in-between twilight zone of consciousness. I like to dream and help others to dream in the way of the shaman, using the drum as your spirit horse to ride somewhere interesting. You might be riding back through the gateway of a remembered dream. You might be traveling to other worlds. You might be traveling to the three tiers of the shaman's cosmos, to the lower world, the middle world, the upper world. You might be traveling to realms where the dead are alive and you can interact with them and do some good for each other. I like to dream in horizontal meditation. That's another name, perhaps, for lingering in the hypnagogic state, or simply for letting yourself slump in a good sense into relaxed physical state where your body becomes dormant and you can see and dream and let things arise. So this is by no means exhaustive, and I don't want it to be exhausting, list of different modes of dreaming, but in this part of this show, I want to affirm and celebrate the power, the gift of the spontaneous night dream. The dream in which you don't necessarily have any idea that you're dreaming. The dream that you may or may not have asked for, maybe it just came to you. The dream that you may not like at all, but which might be showing you new things that you need to see, might be bringing you things you need to recognize and handle. It's this area of our dream lives, the sleep dream, especially the spontaneous sleep dream, that, as I say, I want to affirm and celebrate because it contains such riches if we're willing to open to it. The riches include our own homemade movies. You've had this feeling, haven't you, if you're in touch with your dreams? But sometimes it feels like you have a private film production company, movie production company, that works somewhere beyond the curtain of the physical world, that is filming, making up dramas for you. Sometimes they're pure entertainment. Sometimes they're thrillers. Sometimes they're comedies encouraging you to lighten up. So they can be pure entertainment, but often they have an educational aspect to them. Sometimes these dream movies, as they feel they are sent to us, made for us, produced for us in order to dramatize a situation we haven't been seeing clearly. This kind of dream can fulfill the magic mirror function of some of our dreams, which is to hold up a mirror to our everyday actions and attitudes in which we can see more clearly than ordinarily how we are, what we're doing, what its consequences are. That can be humiliating, it can be wildly funny, it can be confirming. So if we are closed to our night dreams, we are missing the movies made in a quite literal sense. We're also missing out on one of our most powerful modes of intuition. In our dreams, our supernormal powers, as people are starting to call them again, our supernormal powers like precognition, like clairsentience, like telepathy, come richly alive because the sensor, the inhibitor in the left brain, is not particularly active in dreaming. So we get out there and we do it. We see the future, for example. We have a free-floating dream radar. Well, maybe it's not so free-floating. Maybe it's targeted with remarkable precision from time to time on challenges and opportunities that lie ahead. So one of the things going on in our dreams, once again, the dreams we don't ask for and may not like or may not want, one of the things going on in our night dreams is we are seeing ahead of ourselves. We see what lies around the corner. We're being rehearsed for challenges and opportunities that lie ahead. These dreams can save your job. They can save your relationship. They can save your life. I was reminded this morning of a dream of my own from more than a quarter of a century ago, which I believe saved my life. In the dream, I found myself looking at the scene of an apparently fatal car accident on a road, and I knew that I was in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. I knew that. There was coal dust in the air. And in waking life, I had a trip planned to Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. And I had the feeling as I came out of the dream that I had been thrown out of my body. I'm looking, as I leave the dream, at a body on the ground and at paramedics and other people trying to do something with the body. And I know that I'd better understand what was going on in that dream, so I stayed with the dream. I went back into the dream. I saw the names and numbers of roads and locations I didn't know about in ordinary life. And I was quite convinced by the time I'd gone back into the dream through the technique of dream reentry, one of our core practices in active dreaming, I was quite satisfied that death was waiting for me on a particular road in that part of Pennsylvania. So actually, I canceled the trip. I canceled the trip because I realized I would have been driving in a rental car in that landscape on a road, a highway whose number I had not known until I went back into the dream and got it and then checked it on a map. So that's a brief account of the kind of dream, spontaneous dream, sleep dream, night dream, that can save your life. But of course, it's not just about avoiding the bad stuff, it's about seeing the good stuff. You know, if we can dream it, we might be able to do it. Actually, why be conditional about it? If you can dream it, you can do it. Why not make that your rubric? Have a go at it. So if you can see yourself fulfilled and satisfied in your dream home, in your dream relationship, doing your creative work in a dreamy way that is fulfilling your heart's desires, you're having glimpses of possibility you might be able to manifest in waking life. But if you don't have the dream, if you don't have a dream, how are you going to have a dream come true? And then, of course, dreams show us what's going on inside the body. Dreams are body talk as well as soul talk. In dreams, the body shows us what it needs to stay well or to get well. So if we are lost to our night dreams, we're lost to the diagnoses of a doctor who makes house calls and conducts impeccable x-rays and MRIs and doesn't charge a cent. Isn't it dumb to be closed to the advice, to the updates of a source of that kind? And when we do get sick, of course, our dreams give us imagery that can help to make us well, because the body believes in imagery. And one of the best places to get the right images for our self-healing is our dreams. And beyond all of this, it's all about soul. Dreams are the voice of the soul. Dreams, to quote the Iroquois, the Six Nations of the Longhouse of the Northeast, the Haudenosaunee, Dreams show us the secret wishes of the soul. They show us what the soul wants in life. And they can inspire us, and they can inspire others to help us in doing this, to take action that satisfies our deeper self, as opposed to the egoic, trivial, everyday self. Our dreams show us what the soul wants, and they show us what we need to stay ensouled, inspirited, in a good state of vital energy. So if we are lost to our night dreams, and our night dreams are lost to us, we're missing out on all of this and then some. How does this come about? Well, indigenous people say that if you are absolutely bereft of night dreams, it is because you've lost a vital part of yourself, a vital part of your soul that is the bright dreamer. Maybe if you went away because the world seemed so cold or cruel when you were small, went away. Maybe she went away because something scared her. She had nightmares and there's no one to help. The parents, in their usual idiocy, just told her, "Oh, go back to sleep, it's just a dream," and brushed it away, sending her back to a place of terror. So she said, "Maybe no more dreams, no more dreams. I don't like it, I can't stand it." Maybe we wished our dreams away. Maybe our dreams were stolen in some way. Maybe we've fallen into such bad habits, too much booze, too much everyday scheduling and everyday focus on fitting in with other people's expectations. Maybe through our habits, including our bad social habits and our way of being pulled from sleep by an alarm clock instead of rising up naturally. Maybe for these reasons, we gave up on our dreams and so they went away. For whatever reason, I assume that if you're listening to this program, you are either a dreamer who is now actively working and playing with your dreams, or you're someone who would like to bring your dreams back, or maybe you're someone who would like to help others bring their dreams back. So I want to talk now about simple ways, effective ways, in which we can break a dream drought or help someone else do that. You ready? So let's look at it this way. And I'm going to talk as if you are the person who needs to break a dream drought, although in fact you might be the one who is going to help another person do precisely that. So when I think about encouraging people to call back their dreams, I think about the following things. There's a lot more about this in my book, Active Dreaming, by the way. You might want to check that out. But let's take 5 points, and then let's expand on them a little bit. Number one, okay, you're looking to call back your dreams. You set an intention for the night. Before sleep, you write down an intention for the hours of dream and twilight that lie ahead. Make it a juicy intention. Could be a travel plan. I'd like to go to Hawaii, or I'd like to visit my girlfriend or my boyfriend. It might be a specific request for guidance. There's something on your mind. You want help with that. You might write down or say to yourself, "I want to know what will happen if I change my job," or "I want to know what will happen on my trip to Paris." Your intention could be more general, a general setting of direction. I ask for healing, or I open myself to my creative source. You might simply say, "I want to have fun in my dreams and remember." Sometimes when I set an intention, I don't actually mention the word dreams. I just say, "I'd like to rise with creative energy." Or I do a riff on an Estonian saying. Estonian saying is strength for work. That's how you wish people well. Strength for work. I say strength for creative work and see what I have in the morning. If you're going to set an intention for the night, make sure it's got juice. Don't make dream recall one more chore to fit in with all the others. If you like, you can make a bit of a ritual of dream incubation, a simple version of what ancient seekers did when they traveled to places of dream healing, like the temples of Asclepius. You could take a special bath or shower. You could play nature sounds or the sound of running water. You could meditate for a while on an object or picture that relates to your intention. You could put a mugwort sachet under your pillow. That helps a lot of people. So you could make a little ritual out of it. So you're doing really an everyday, every night, simple version of dream incubation, an ancient practice for putting ourselves in touch with a deeper, indeed a sacred source beyond the ordinary mind. Humans have done this for a very long time. Why not do it in our modern lives? So we're still talking about ways to tempt our dreams to come back, ways to court our dreams, to recruit our dreams. Number two, you want to be ready to receive, right? If your intention is to call back your dreams or to catch a dream on any particular night, and you set an intention, you must have the means to honor that intention ready to hand. In other words, you keep a pen and paper, or if you like, a voice recorder, next to your bed so you're ready to record whenever you wake up. If you are coming back to your dreams, wishing for your dreams to come back to you, be ready to record whatever time it is. So it's 3 o'clock in the morning, so what? That is a very creative time. So you've got to go to the bathroom. Well, maybe you can multitask and do the more than one thing at once, or at least you can hold the dream in your mind and bring it back to bed with you or to your easy chair, wherever you're going to record it. But don't say, I'm not going to do anything with my dream now because it's 3 o'clock in the morning and I need my Z's. Write something down or record something. You know, sometimes the dreams we most need to hear come visiting at what ordinary people on ordinary schedules consider rather antisocial hours. I find the period between 3 and 4 in the morning one of the most creative, one of the most fluid, one of the most malleable in the whole 24-hour cycle. I'm often awake. In fact, I'm usually awake at that time or in the twilight state, ready to receive. Number 3, be kind to your fragments. This is so fundamental, and I see a little said about it outside my own books and classes and outside the teachings of people who trained in my active dreaming techniques. Don't give up on fragments from your night dreams. I mean, you might feel intimidated by hearing epic stories from other people and regret that you don't have great big Jungian archetypes of gods and knights and goddesses and bears and panthers and dragons in your dreams. You just have a little sort of breadcrumb, a little wisp, a little flash. Well, don't give up on it. The wispiest trace of a dream can be exciting to play with it, and as you play with it, you might find you're pulling back something more from the previously forgotten dream. The odd word or phrase that is a leftover from the dream may be an intriguing clue if you're willing to do a little detective work. So don't give up on those little pieces. You just got a sense of color. Okay, note your associations with that color. Wonder what it would be like to make today a green day or a red day, or to wear that color. Number 4. You still don't think you've got anything for the night? You still don't think you've got any dream recall? No worries. This is item 4, and it's very practical. If you don't remember a dream when you first wake up, laze in bed for a while, see if something comes back. Wiggle around. Sometimes returning to the body posture you were in earlier in the night helps to bring back what you were dreaming when your body was arranged like that. Still don't have a dream? Write something down anyway. Whatever's in your awareness, feelings, physical sensations. You're catching the residue of a dream. You have a hangover from the dream, yes, good or bad, even if the dream itself is gone. When you record something, you're saying to the source of your dreams, maybe those producers in that movie studio in the other world, you're saying to the source of your dreams, I'm listening, I'm here, I'm waiting, talk to me. And you may find, even when your dreams have flown, that you have a sense of clarity and direction that is the legacy of the night. We solve problems in our sleep, even when we don't remember the problem-solving process that went on in our dreaming minds. Number 5. These are the 5 basics. You don't need to go to sleep in order to dream. Remember that. The incidents of waking life will speak to you like dream symbols if you're willing to pay attention. You can play this game when you go out into the world first thing in the morning. Keep a lookout for the first unusual or striking thing that enters your field of perception. Ask whether there's a message in it. Sometimes the message is in your face, in the bumper sticker on that car, in the snatch of conversation overheard from someone talking on their cell phone. It's funny, but when you make it your game to pay attention to coincidence and symbolic pop-ups in everyday life, you sort of oil the dream gates. I mean, you jangle the key in the lock, and the gates tend to swing open and let more through from the night. So those are ways of approaching your dreams and coaxing them to come back. I'll just say a few more things beyond those 5 basics. You know, when you have a fun way to share your story, whether it's a dream or anything else from life, you know, you have social encouragement and social rewards for bringing your story to the table. And in a way, that might make you more inclined to bring up a dream, more available to a dream. What am I talking about? Well, I've invented the Lightning Dreamwork Game. Most people who follow this show are aware of the Lightning Dreamwork Game, and in a moment we'll probably have the chance to demonstrate it with the help of one of our dream teachers who will be joining me after the break. It's a 4-step process by which we make it fun, fast, and frisky to share a story, which could be a dream or could be another kind of personal story, give each other non-intrusive feedback, and encourage each other to take appropriate action to bring some magic, some guidance, some energy from the deeper world into the ordinary world. So providing social rewards for sharing stories or dreams will help to bring the dreams back. Another thought, we can travel. We can travel like shamans with the drum to a place where we can find our lost dreams. I lead journeys to places I call the cinema of lost dreams or the dream post office to help people find their missing dreams. And perhaps you want to learn more about that. And finally, for now, you know, we can dream. We can journey like shamans with the drumming, perhaps, to a dream or memory from childhood. We open contact with our beautiful child dreamer who may have slipped away when the world seemed so cold or so cruel. That can bring back our dreams, and it can change everything. All right, you're listening to Way of the Dream with Robert Moss. We'll be back, hopefully joined by one of our dream teachers, to play some dream games after the break.
Where can you find out about dreams and the dream world? MossDreams.com. At MossDreams.com, you can find out about Robert Moss, his work, and discover the way of the dreamer. Read numerous articles and essays on almost every facet of dreams. Find out Robert's class and workshop schedule. Read reviews and so much more. Visit MossDreams.com to find your way of the dreamer. That's MossDreams.com.
Robert Moss has a deep engagement with the dream world, and now you can take a crash course from this master of active dreaming at your own pace. That's right. You can get Robert's 8 exciting half-hour programs on a new DVD set called Way of the Dreamer. Share Robert's story as a dreamer and dream healer. This dynamic 3-DVD set can help teach you how to find your way through your dreams to realize your full potential. Don't wait to learn the practical dreamwork techniques that can help you understand how to attain better health, emotional stability, spiritual awareness, and more. Order Way of the Dreamer DVDs today from Amazon.com or MossDreams.com. That's MossDreams.com.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products, ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee, and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
When you're looking for bedding, department store prices can shock you. Well, be shocked no more. Sell steak cheap, not cheap steak. That's the motto of Anna's Linens. Although they don't sell steak, they do sell the best bedding, bath, and home decor items. They strive to provide their merchandise at extreme value to their customers, and they do it. Great everyday prices on everything and military discounts. Plus, if you visit them online, they have clearance items and internet specials. Visit them online now at HealthyLife.net's advertiser page.
We're HealthyLife.net, reaching and helping a worldwide audience without hype, without shock, and without shenanigans.
You're listening to Way of the Dreamer with Robert Moss, where we just discussed ways to get beyond a dream drought and lure your dreams to come back. We're being joined now by Monica Kenton, very lively, very active teacher of active dreaming in Minnesota. She's done the 3 levels of my training for teachers of active dreaming with me. She's come to a writing retreat in the Czech Republic. She's actively engaged in my current online course, Dream Growing. By the way, it's not too late to sign up for that course. Go to my website, MossDreams.com. You'll find the information. It is my first video course, and I'm very excited to be leading it. We're having fun. We're playing some new games. Welcome, Monica.
Hello. It's so exciting to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have you with us. What I'd like to do right away is I'd like to use you to demonstrate our simple 4-step lightning dream work game, which for those who are not familiar with it, is a really simple, fast, fun, easy way to tell a personal story, to get some feedback in the right way from someone else and be guided towards action. So, Monica, I'm going to cast you in the role of dream teacher, which you are. I'm going to ask you to play guide for me. Would that be okay?
Oh, that would be awesome.
Okay, well, it's a dream I asked for. In other words, the dream that followed an intention. I asked for this dream just before launching my new online video course for the Shift Network. And so I asked for, I actually wrote down, show me how to approach my new online video course. And here's the dream. I'll give it a title later on when you ask me, so I'll tell the story. I'm giving people many ways to call up images and recognize the images that are calling them, and to play with these images, including with partners. I have them draw and title key images on pages that look like pages of graphic novels or perhaps police mug sheets, lots of faces. Each sheet contains 16 squares. The image in each may be derived from a distinctive source in memory, dream, the body, active imagination, spontaneous revelation. I help them recognize the need to release images that bind and distort, as well as projected control patterns. So not all the images are good. Some need to be weeded out. I talk to them about the autonomy of certain images that seem to have a life of their own, coming from a city of images. I quote an ancient Greek philosopher who said, "The atmosphere is full of images, and we are porous to them. They may enter through the pores of our skin." There's great surging power in this work inside the dream. I feel I'm standing in the prow of a great ship, cutting the waves on a voyage of adventure, wind in my hair. Okay, so that's the dream report of a dream I asked for in order to guide me with the online course which you are taking. Now you play my guide and ask me whatever you like.
For sharing. So what would be the title that you would have for the dream?
I called it Surging Power of Images.
And what were your feelings when you woke up?
I felt terrific. I felt tremendous confidence about the new course. I mean, the details of the dream are only part of what was going on in the dream, but more important than the details was this sense of immense, almost unstoppable forward movement. I felt really good.
And what would be the reality check, meaning that what would happen in the future other things?
We are sailing a slightly different ocean now in the school with this course. We're sailing the ocean of imagination. We've announced the School of Dream Growing, which means the School of Manifestation through Creative Imagination. At the center of that is the idea that our images will take us where we want to go. Our images can be the portals for our journeys in consciousness. Our images can be the template, the blueprint for what we can manifest in the world. So the fact that the dream is so full of these multiple improv moves of getting people to find their images and work with them is very heartening. We're also going to be engaged this week in the course in helping people recognize the images that are binding or controlling them and step out of that old imagery. The sheets of the pages with 16 images on them interest me. The number 16 is interesting. I associate it with some systems of divination. And I don't know exactly what's going on there. I have not attempted to draw one of those pages of 16 images. But the idea that there are 16 images derived from different ways, from different places, from the body itself, from dreams, etc., is intriguing to me and still a bit mysterious.
So is there anything that you'd like to know from the dream?
Well, you like numbers, so I guess the question I have for you is what's the significance of the 16 for you? What does that lead you to think about? I think all numbers are interesting to me. I have favorite numbers. I have numbers by which I tend to organize things. But the 16 is, I think, what I most want to know more about.
So the 16 number for me in numerology, it comes together as a 7, which is all about connection to another world, going deeper, almost like letting go of a veil that's in front and being able to cut through it. So that's that energy of 7, and sometimes it can get kind of lonely unless we're really aware of the connection that we have. So for me, having the 16 squares and having them in different places of our body or different places of our dreams, being able to let go of whatever squares don't serve and then replacing them with new ones.
Well, it's interesting that you immediately add the digits and make the 7. if I do that, well, I mean, 7 is a number that's important in so many ways and, you know, it's important for us in different ways, but the 7, for example, might take me, now that you say that, to the 7 major chakras or energy centers. And one thing I like to do for myself and others is to take them on a guided journey or meditation through these 7 chakras, producing imagery, producing living symbols. And I think that in my dream, that's one of the things that I'm doing. I think one of the things I'm doing with people is I'm guiding them to journey through their own 7 major chakras and produce images they can work with. So if you take it from 16 to 7, that's interesting. If I stay with 16, I continue to have additional thoughts. So, I mean, 16 is the number of the Odu of the patterns in a West African system of divination, which appeals to me, which I studied as far as a non-initiate at a higher level is permitted to go. And I think of other divinatory systems of 16. If I go to Tarot, it gets a bit scary because 16 is the number of the lightning struck Tala, which is the overthrow of established order. But I have none of those associations of 16 in my dream. So when you get to asking me about the action plan, I think I might have an answer for you.
Awesome. And that was my next question. What would be an action that you're going to take in order to honor this dream?
I think I need to have a go at drawing 16 images on a page without knowing in advance exactly where they're going to come from. That might help me to figure out why the number is 16 and what sources exactly are being looked to provide the images, because there is, in the dream, I'm having fun, and everybody's having a lot of fun, playing with images in various ways, deriving them from various exercises and meditations and dreams, etc. But there's also a system, which I and my waking mind don't have yet. I don't understand this page from the 16. So I think in order to help myself understand my dream, I have to draw it. I like drawing from dreams, as you know, and just see what comes. So I think my plan is going to be to start drawing some images related to this dream, see if I can get them to 16 and see what the 16 look if they're displayed on a sheet together. So I have an artistic action plan.
And what would be your bumper sticker, kind of your one line to talk about, encapsulate the dream?
Yeah, well, sometimes it's 16 is the number today. 16 is the number of the day. I'll say that. I can't get away from the 16. I like your swift sidestepping into the 7, but I think for me it's the 16, so I'm going to stay with the 16. Now, we're about to take a break, but let me just note that Monica guided me through a very quick 4-step process. Step 1, get the story of the title. Step 2, ask some basic questions, feelings, reality check, what do you recognize from this? Then what do you want to know? Then she did the if it were my dream, if it were my life, gave me some feedback. Then she asked for an action plan. We'll repeat this process with a dream from Monica, if she's willing to show on after the break. You're listening to Way of the Dreamer with Robert Knopf.
Robert Moss has a collection of books, audio, video, and DVD products that will help you bring the creative and healing gift of dreams into your everyday life. Revitalize your work and relationships and journey to the furthest reaches of your imagination. These books are tools that everyone can use to begin or enhance active dreaming in their lives. Visit mossdreams.com. That's mossdreams.com. MOSSDREAMS.com.
Since ancient times, indigenous people from every culture have used their dreams to help interpret their lives, the world around them, and the future. Now you can tap into this indigenous wisdom with Robert Moss's workshops and classes, all designed to help you learn more about you and your connection to the dream world. If you're interested in finding out about how to host a class or workshop in your area, email Robert at robert@mossdreams.com. Or to find out about Robert's ongoing schedule of classes and workshops offered worldwide, visit his website, mossdreams.com.
Gingivitis, gum disease, words you don't want in your mouth. But according to the American Dental Association, 3 out of every 4 adults will develop gum disease. Now there's an all-natural way to fight back. Introducing the Natural Dentist Herbal Gum Therapies. Developed by a dentist and clinically tested by a leading university, the Natural Dentist Herbal Gum Therapies daily oral rinse and toothpaste was proven to kill the germs that cause gum disease better than the leading brands. Regular use was proven to reduce gingivitis and bleeding gums. The Natural Dentist contains herbs like echinacea and aloe vera and has no alcohol or sugar or harsh chemicals. The Natural Dentist is guaranteed to work or your money back. You can find The Natural Dentist at most drug and health stores, including Trader Joe's, Save-On, Walgreens, and Long's Drug Stores, as well as most health stores, including Whole Foods Markets and Wild Oats. Call 800-615-6895 or visit www.thenaturaldentist.com for more info.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
Back, you're listening to Way of the Dream with Robert Moss. We have a wonderful guest, Monica Kenton. She is a teacher of active dreaming, and she's based in Minnesota. And Monica, if people want to contact you because you do workshops and you do private coaching, how would they reach you?
You can reach me at monicakenton.com on my website, and there's a place right there where you can immediately connect with me.
And she's worth connecting with. You see, she's a wonderful teacher of active dreaming, and it can help you in all sorts of ways. Just to explain this a little bit more slowly and carefully before I ask Monica to tell me a dream, we are demonstrating right now one of the cool things you can learn to do with dreams or personal stories of any kind. When I invented this process, I called it the lightning dream work. First of all, I called it dream work because I thought it was going to be about exploring dreams. I realized later you can use it with any kind of story. I called it lightning because it's meant to be quick, like a bolt of lightning, and focus energy. I find most people seem to spell lightning with an E, like lightening, so I accept it's also a process for enlightening ourselves. And it's got four steps. And, you know, it makes this fun and socially rewarding. It's got the four steps. If we're helping someone, we want to get a story and then the title. And there's great power in helping someone to tell their story and name things in ways that other people will listen. That's very powerful. So that's very important, helping each other to tell our stories better and name things well. Then you ask some basic questions. Feelings. What are your feelings around this? What do you recognize in this in the rest of your life? And could any of this happen in the future, maybe? And thirdly, what do you want to know? Or did you set an intention? And then step three, we learn to talk to each other really nicely. Instead of saying, this means such and such, or my guru says such and such, we say, if it were my dream, if it were my life, I'd think about such and such. I mean, that's much nicer. We're owning our own projections. We can say anything we like. We're not laying down the law to the other person. We're helping them to become author of meaning for their own dreams and their own lives. And finally, we want an action plan. What are you going to do with this? And for temporary closure, it's nice to ask the bumper sticker or the slogan. Now, Monica, I want you to tell me a dream, and if you're ready, I happen to know that you have a really fascinating recent dream that you might be willing to share.
Oh, I'd love to share this dream. Okay, so in this dream, I had this about a week ago, and I noticed that there is an older man, and he has this white beard, white hair, and an older suit, so meaning the suit kind of like maybe from the early 1900s. And he's starting to walk away, and he turns around and he says, by the way, I'm ready for you to do the numerology report for me. And I'm shocked because I was just like, who is this person? And he's ready to do this numerology report. And he starts to walk away, and I said, wait, just tell me your name. And he says, J.J. Hill. And then I said, oh, but I need your full name, because in order to do a numerology report, I need the name that's on your birth certificate. And he's kind of thinking about it and then says, I'm not quite sure. I'd have to go back and look at my birth certificate, but I will get that information for you. And then all of a sudden I see in the dream an old-fashioned birth certificate with kind of browning around the edges of the paper, knowing that it's an old one. Then all of a sudden I'm in a different scene in a dream, and I'm at this big table. It might be like a drafting table or a crafting table. And there's all of these glittering types of beads and jewels on it. And there's also a sewing machine there. And then all of a sudden it cuts to another part of the dream where I'm in a car, maybe in the 1950s. And I had just gotten out, and the people inside are saying goodbye to me, but I don't see who they are. And I just thank them for taking me to the fair for the second time this year, because I really love the fair. And that's where the dream ends.
That's where you leave the dream. Okay, what's the title for the dream?
J.J. Hill and the Sewing Machine.
Now, what are your feelings coming out of the dream?
Surprised in a really good way, and also energized.
Okay, let's do the reality check. J.J. Hill is probably not a household name, although it might be for people in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Tell us briefly, who is or who was J.J. Hill?
Well, J.J. Hill is actually lived in my hometown in St. Paul, Minnesota, but he was a railroad tycoon known as the Empire Builder, and he lived in was born in the 1800s and then passed away in the, 1916. And he was a shrewd businessman and did a lot with the railroads. Oh, the other piece, too, is here in my city, the place where his library is now for small business owners to get information, because he was always really big into being an entrepreneur.
So there's a library of books associated with him where small business people can go to read up and do better. Is that what you're telling us?
Yes.
That's really interesting. What about the sewing machine? What's your connection with the sewing machine?
Well, the sewing machine for me, I've had it a lot in the last 6 months, but as a dream teacher, one of the stories that I always tell people with having nightmares and things like that is that Elias Howe, who had created the sewing machine, had created it from a nightmare that he had to kind of solve the problem of the needle and all of that. So I've used it in my dream work, but I've also had it in a lot of dreams lately around creativity. I used to sew a lot. I liked patterns and creating my own thing. So that is another part of it as well.
So let's ask a couple of brief future-oriented questions. First of all, is it possible you'll take up sewing again and do something even more creative with the sewing machine? Is that possible?
That is possible, yes.
And what about, is it possible you'll have future encounters with J.J. Hill? Is it possible that you could dialogue with him? You could do that by going back inside the dream, or you might even find it possible to meet him at a sort of an agreed place and maybe ask his counsel on a few things. I mean, he wants something from you. He'd be interesting to find out, well, I'll say that's different, my dream. Is it possible you have a future dialogue with J.J. Hill?
Definitely,
okay.
Yeah.
So if it's, so what do you want to know?
What I want to know is what other information does J.J. Hill have for me regarding the numerology?
Absolutely.
And what's the connection with the sewing machine and J.J. Hill?
Okay. So let's start the Ether of My Dream process. I mean, I'm curious to know whether J.J. Hill was actually interested in things like numerology in his life. The surface biography doesn't reflect that, but Canadian, he was born in Canada. Often they're canny about not revealing all of their secret interests. I remember the Canadian Prime Minister, who found after his death trip, kept a crystal ball and all sorts of astrology stuff in his desk. No one thought he was like that. I'm actually wondering whether J.J. Hill would be interested in numerology in the way he is in the dream. My main interest, if it's my dream, is to learn from J.J. Hill, who was an incredible businessman, survived three financial disasters in the American economy, and drove his way through. What can I learn from him? It might be a dream business, but nonetheless, I have a business if I'm a dream teacher and want to grow my audience, etc. And the link to the sewing machine, very briefly, confirms that aspect of it. You're quite right to talk about the Elias Howe dream, the dream in which he thinks he's going to be boiled and eaten by cannibals, and then notices that they have funny spears with a hole near the tip of the spear. And from that dream element derives the secret of the needle for the sewing machine and makes the business killing. So there's a connection here to the business, how practical of life. So we're going to have to pause for a break, so we'll leave it as a cliffhanger. We'll come back to the effort with my dream, and then we'll find out what Monica is going to do with a fascinating dream of the dead railroad tycoon and the sewing machine. More more. This is Way of the Dream with Robert Moss. We'll have more for you after the break.
Robert Moss has a collection of books, audio, video, and DVD products that will help you bring the creative and healing gift of dreams into your everyday life. Revitalize your work and relationships and journey to the furthest reaches of your imagination. These books are tools that everyone can use to begin or enhance active dreaming in their lives. Visit mossdreams.com. That's mossdreams.com. MOSSDREAMS.com.
Since ancient times, indigenous people from every culture have used their dreams to help interpret their lives, the world around them, and the future. Now you can tap into this indigenous wisdom with Robert Moss's workshops and classes, all designed to help you learn more about you and your connection to the dream world. If you're interested in finding out about how to host a class or workshop in your area, email Robert at robert@mossdreams.com. Or to find out about Robert's ongoing schedule of classes and workshops offered worldwide, visit his website, mossdreams.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Here we go, Way of the Dream with Robert Moss. We were discussing a really fascinating dream of Monica Kenton, who's a dream teacher in Minnesota. You can find her at monicakenton.com. Wonderful dream coach, by the way, if you're looking for one. She was telling us a dream called the Railroad Tycoon, or J.J. Hill, which is his name, and the Sewing Machine. And I was just talking to her during the break about how, you know, in the New Thought movement, you know, the offshoot of the American self-help movement, Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, Robert Collier, The Secret of the Ages, books like this, there was a tendency from time to time to suggest that, you know, according to your interests and your attitudes, you might draw the attention of advisors or counselors from a related field. So if your theme is Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, you're going to obviously seek out contact with tycoons, successful business types in your own time. But you're going to be open to the idea that maybe you'll get some advice, a prompt or a steer or two from the dead ones as well. I'm thinking that a man with the determination and persistence of James J. Hill, who drove a railroad all the way from St. Paul, Minnesota to Seattle, back in the day, and also invented a financial instrument that enabled the United States to help Britain and France survive World War I. A man with that pluck and determination and persistence, or his thought form, his essence, might be an interesting advisor for me if it's my dream on the roads of life. And the link to the sewing machine in Monica's original dream and her take on that, remembering that Elias Howe, the inventor of the modern sewing machine, specifically the sewing machine needle, gave us a sewing machine, was a dream-inspired guy who did well in business. I don't know, Monica, I've almost got dream envy. I think it's my dream. I think I might have found a counselor with whom I can sit down and have a dialogue from time to time, and we'll share some information and see if he can give me a lead on things that perhaps are practical and financial nature. So what action are you now going to take? We've had the discussion around the dream, and it's gone on for a bit since the break. What is something you're going to do to honor the dream and bring through its energy?
Well, I've already done the numerology for him because he asked for that, so I've done that.
Yes.
And then with that, I'm going to go and have some more conversations with him regarding business, because that is one of the things. And I also plan on visiting where he lived, because he, you know, the place is really close. So actually going to some of the places where he lived as well, but really asking for advice, because I am looking for business advice, and I like the fact that he showed up, right? So,
yes. I would also want to go to that library you mentioned with the resources for small business people. Is that a place you might visit as well?
Yes, definitely. His house as well as the library.
I think I find the library intriguing. The idea that there's a library founded in his name or maintained in his name, which is for small business people to get ideas and resources, I mean, that just seems so huge to me. I want to physically go there, just walking around and opening a book at random and picking out a snatch of conversation. It might be really rich, and it does sort of reinforce the theme, because all of life is a school, of course. That this is a learning experience that can grow and grow by doing the research, by going to the library in the physical sense, but then beyond that, going to the library in a metaphysical sense, in a shamanic or lucid dreaming sense, and going to find James J. Hill and whoever else might be relevant, and consciously building an inner circle of advisors and counselors for life. So if you're going to bring all of this into focus with a phrase, a bumper sticker, a slogan, a scroll, do you have a motto that you can come up with?
Let's see. So the motto would be... I'm building my dream business with the help of J.J. Hill.
That's a whole executive summary. It's great. It's great. It might or might not fit on the bumper sticker of my car, but it fits on the bumper sticker of my mind. I mean, it's really good. It's so business-oriented. So the dream business with the help of J.J. Hill can become a business. Wouldn't that be good for everybody, Monica?
Oh, yes, totally. I'm really excited about this. I'm really, really excited.
Hi, well, you've got me really excited, too. And, you know, just again to mention to people, we're in the midst. We've only done one class. You can still play catch-up with the recording. We just started a new video online course called Dream Growing. It's all about manifestation through the creative manner, through the creative imagination. And in one of the classes ahead, as Monica may or may not be fully aware, we're actually going to do a journey to find and sit down with our own inner council of advisors, which is likely to include representative figures, significant figures of people who've lived before us and share our interests in certain fields. I mean, my inner council in the past has included people like William Butler Yeats, the poet, for example. I'm not sure whether he will be there in the current version when I lead the journey for myself this time, because we have shifting allegiances, shifting acquaintances. I mean, that's a permanent acquaintance on one sense, in one level, but on another it might not come into play this time. I am very much persuaded that all of us, if we're open to it, have lines that are open or can be opened or can be reopened to advisors and counselors of extraordinary intellect and extraordinary achievement from across time and place. They might be extraordinary minds, might be drawn to us because we have something in common. Sometimes they're drawn to us because they want something from us, something from their future, or something they don't know as much about as they would like to know about. Maybe Monica's skill as a numerologist actually appeals to the railroad tycoon who lived most of his life and died in her neighborhood. I mean, they're living and they're dreaming in the same land, and maybe he is accessible because they're in the same landscape and have some things in common. I've said to Monica, you know, outside the show, that he opened a railway track from a railway line from St. Paul to Seattle. Monica is a dream teacher who laid out her own track from St. Paul, Minnesota to Seattle when she came to the retreat center near Seattle where I lead my training for teachers of active dreaming. So you're both people who have spanned the continent, laid a line from St. Paul to Seattle, and bravo. And of course, one of the things to admire about James J. Hill is his persistence, his determination, and I think in his later life his philanthropy and his interest in actually upholding democracy. He's one of those, you know, who helped the a relatively democratic allies in World War I to get through. Anyway, it's a fascinating example of what might be available to us through the gates of dreaming if we are open to the experience and then able to record it and do something with it. I mean, Monica's example is teaching us, and we need to know this, that not only do we need our dreams, not only do we want to reopen our connection with our dreams, but the dreams require action. The action might start with research. Monica probably knew a certain amount about J.J. Hill. I bet she knows a lot more now. I learned a lot. I knew nothing about J.J. Hill till I heard the dream earlier today and then started doing a bit of quick research of my own. I became fascinated in the man, looked for quotes, looked for facets of his personality, started thinking, well, what would I want to put as a question to a fellow like this? Prior action, and the action includes research assignments, and those research assignments can take us down fascinating trails. All right, Monica, we're going to take another break in a moment. Then we'll be basically back just to say hail and farewell. It's just very quickly, if you're going to say one thing to someone who's absolutely new to all this, doesn't yet understand what the dream game is, what is one thing you would say to whip up someone's interest?
That it can give you clarity, information, and that it is your soul's way of talking with you, and it's the opportunity to learn that language of your soul so that you can live a life that's filled with richness and amazing surprises and beauty.
Beautiful. All right, you're listening to Monica Kapton, our wonderful guest from Minnesota. Swear the Dream with Robert Moss. We'll be back after the break.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcasting coders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
You've been listening to Where the Dream with Robert Moss. Do go to my website, mossdreams.com. We're about to put up my calendar for next year. There's a lot going on all over the map. You also might want to check out my current online video course for the Shift Network. It's very exciting. There will be more. Our lovely guest today was Monica Kenton. You can find her at monicakenton.com if you want personal coaching and dream work. She's really good. Monica, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a lot of fun.
It was fun, and you said towards the end of our last segment that your dreams are your soul's way of talking to you. Very well said. This is one of the ways that we need to reclaim our connection with dreams. We started by talking about breaking a dream drought. We got to see just how much might be accessible and available when we do the work with our dreams after we've called them back. So from now until next time, may your best dreams come true, and may you remember them.